John, 1-0 win, but were you expecting to do somewhat better against the team at the bottom of the table?
To be quite honest with you, Mike, I wasn't. I've watched Telford recently at FC United. They've had two good results there. I know they're a better side than their league position indicates, and they've made changes. And they've had obviously players coming in and out and all of that, and they're a very established club, so they'll have decent funding. So I know ultimately that they're a decent side. So I was expecting a tough game, to be quite honest with you, and that's how it turned out. I mean, it was difficult conditions. The wind was strong, and we only really played. The way we're happy playing for probably about 15 minutes of the whole game, and so it was a bit like I expected it to be quite honest.
You were starting with Mickey Norton up front rather than Niall Cummins. Was that Mickey's turn to have a try, or was there a reason? What the reason behind it?
Well, partly. I thought Niall was we went to Brackley on Tuesday. Niall didn't have the best of games, and I don't know what the reason for that is. It happens, doesn't it? And he picked up a bit of a calf injury, and we tested him before the game, and there was a little bit of a reaction there. Not probably too bad. We could have risked him, I suppose, but with having Mike fit and ready to go, we just thought it was an opportunity to make a change and see whether. See how we went.
And how did you think it worked out? Because moments after you substituted him and brought Niall on, you actually went to the lead.
Yeah, I mean it happens like that, doesn't it? I mean it wasn't any of the substitutions we made that actually scored the goal. But I don't know really. I thought Mike, it's difficult when you play. We were playing a system where he was a bit isolated up front, and they played quite deep. So it was very, very difficult for him to make a big contribution, and of course he's got his issues with his match fitness, because he's not played for quite a long time before he came to us. He's only been playing 15 or 20 minutes for us, so it's very difficult to gauge where he's at, because he's not going to be as effective. For the time being, he's going to take a bit of time for him to get up to speed properly. So I thought he did all right. He did typically what Mike does. He works hard. He's quite physical. He's a bit confrontational occasionally. I was quite happy with what he did.
A new signing in a new face in the side today, Jack Truelove from Oldham Athletic. What can you tell us about him?
Well, we brought Jack in because on Tuesday, Connor Hampson came off at half time with a bit of a hamstring strain, and we were really protecting that, and we made a decision. Joe Guest also had a slight problem with a hamstring, or a potential hamstring, and we felt that we couldn't risk going into a game with both of them, because if they both pulled up, we'd have been really stuck. So we approached Oldham Athletic. We knew of Jack. We approached Oldham, wondering whether we could do it quite quickly, which they were very helpful with. And we brought him in, and of course Connor was very disappointed. We tested him before the game. At a pinch, we might have been able to play him, but he's. My feeling was that the lads had some horrendous injury issues in recent years. The last thing I needed him was to go and pull his hamstring badly and be out for 6 weeks and miss seven or eight games or something, So it was a bit of we had the cover. And I'd have really regretted my decision if I'd have put him out there, and he'd have pulled it. So we had no reason to risk him.
We're approaching Christmas in a couple of weeks, halfway point in the season. We're not quite there, but I don't know if I'll be here again before Christmas. What's your feeling? Mid-table, National League North, your first season. Are you pleased with the progress so far?
Yeah, I think so, because, when we started, we didn't go for a run of wins or anything. We were struggling to win. We were getting draws, but we weren't winning many. And then once we started getting wins and wins against good sides rather than the poorer sides, give everybody the belief that we could match. you know, pretty much anybody in the league on our day. We can have bad days like we had on Tuesday. But we didn't play particularly badly at Brackley. But we, you know, we defended poorly for the two goals, and we didn't get a break the other way. But yeah, I've got to be pleased ultimately. You know, everybody I think connected with the club would have taken that position, you know, at the start of the season come Christmas. You know, we've got to hit that 45-point mark or whatever that will guarantee our safety, because we're learning about this level of football, you know, and I'm confident that we've got enough about us to, you know, even if we have blips, because we will, and we will lose some games, there's no doubt. You know, it's going to be difficult for us to get in the playoffs. But it doesn't mean we can't. You know, if we can put a run together and we can get the right opposition at the right times and a bit of luck falls in place for us, and we can keep injury free, who knows? Because we have shown that we can put a run together, and we've historically kept runs of clean sheets. If we do that again, then why not? We could be close.
Thanks.